There are certain universal laws, and I will speak from that point of view, from universal law point of view. For example, you throw a stone up, somebody says, I don't believe the stone will come back. But you throw a stone and it will come and hit the head, and then you will believe. Yes, stone does come down, and it hits the head. Similarly, there are laws, whether you are Indian, whether you are an American, whether you are Australian, whoever you be. There are laws in this world. For example, how many of you here would not like to be cheated by somebody? Yeah. How many of you here would not like to be insulted? So these are universal laws. Like none of us like to be insulted. None of us like to be cheated. And how many of you would keep distance from someone whom you know exploits you? He has exploited once, twice, thrice, you have experience. Correct? Now we would keep a distance. And on the other hand, if somebody is in a helping mood, is helping, helpful, courteous, kind, cooperative, naturally you will want to connect with them. So this human nature is universal. You ask an American, you ask an Australian, you ask a Canadian, you ask a European, you ask an Indian. And these are all universal laws. So what I am going to talk today is something that aligns with universal laws. So what does the universal law talk about? Man and woman coming together and all these things. You see, there is a very clear difference between animals and human. I was making in the beginning. For example, all of you sitting here, you're all wearing dress, but animals don't wear. Is it not true? That's one difference. We all can see with our eyes. In the road, sometimes you find a dog, a he-dog chasing after a she-dog, and the she-dog is screaming, but the police doesn't catch the he-dog. Correct, no? On the other hand, imagine a boy catches the hand of a girl and the girl screams, and the police will catch the hand of the boy, and they will put him behind the bars, while they don't do the same with the animal. Do you agree? Am I right or am I not aware of the law of the country? What do you say? You all agree?
Yeah.
That means, leave alone God and religion aside, even from a practical point of view, if you see, there is a difference between man and animal. Like you go to somebody's house, say there is a vati with gulab jamun. Gulab jamun is floating in yellow golden liquid. And you feel like eating immediately, your saliva is secreting in your mouth. But then the owner of the house who is sitting on the other side in another sofa, they are going on talking to you. And you are also talking and you are wondering, why don't they tell me to eat it? But then they go on talking for some time. And then they tell you, oh, I have been talking for a long time. Why don't you take it? Then immediately you take it and you start eating. Correct, no? So the culture or the civilization stops you from pouncing on the food. But animals, you will see, like bull goes to a hatgadi, like a cauliflower hand cart. The bull puts the mouth and eats it. And the fellow beats the bull, isn't it? Does the bull take permission? Sir, may I take one? No? Does it ask? It doesn't ask. It doesn't have any culture. Not only that, he got beaten also. Imagine you go to somebody's house and you ate something, they bet you. Will you go to their house again? But the bull comes again next day. Again it puts the mouth. Therefore, we can't compare animals to humans. I don't know how many of you are aware. The pigs, for example, they eat stool. And when they live in a ditch, they don't care who is mother, who is sister, who is daughter. They have sex with anybody. Animals don't have any culture. But in India, we treat mother respectfully. We also treat sister respectfully. In fact, even sister is called Amma. Amma means like a mother. We respect sister also.